All Overlook's north face seemed to be on fire. I swooped down there to discover that Howler and Longshadow had gotten together and launched a counterattack against the troops holding the top of the wall. Then Lady had come to the aid of her people. Every man who could work a bamboo pole was doing so, often apparently not aiming at anything. Amidst all the other lights, the air shimmered with fragments of something that recalled the northern lights we'd seen ages ago when the company was way up at the Barrowland. None of these shards was bigger than a platter. They flew around like a swarm of gnats. The air was filled with a sound like sharp steel in rapid motion. The shimmer slashed everything but Long Shadow's most densely spell-protected stone. Lady was up near the edge of the emergency housing that had been erected for Shadowlander refugees. Her usual gang of worshippers surrounded her, ready to repel any physical attack. She was doing whatever it was that was throwing those blades of light around up there, keeping the defenders under cover, and Howler and Longshadow too busy to trouble her or any of her soldiers. The blades of light didn't appear to be under Lady's direct command, but orbited a point she did control most of the time. A tower collapsed into the interior of the fortress. A pillar of dust, reflecting colorfully, rose to be carried away by the wind, bringing the storm from the west. The outside of the fortress, once so ivory, was a mess of stains. I figured the housekeeping staff would be real put out. The flying black speck that was the old man was almost back to his headquarters. I knew he would want to see me first. Reluctantly, I left the great show for flesh.
"What the hell is going on?"
One Eye demanded as I let myself down from the wagon. The show must have impressed him because he was all business. He had food and drink waiting. "Croaker's almost here. I'll tell you both." Right on cue, the old man popped over the nearest rise and hurtled toward us. His mount was still in motion when he left his saddle. He grunted as his boots hit the ground.
"Tell me!"
He understood that we were waiting. I told him everything I knew, including the fact that he was sneaking around with his wife's sister when the shitstorm hit. He stared over my shoulder toward Overlook the whole time. His expression was cold, stony. I offered the observation that Lady had in no way exceeded her authority within the general orders of the organization. That cold look turned my way. I had no trouble meeting it. A couple of brushes with Kina can do wonders for the trivial fears of the world. "You got something on your mind, Mergen?"
"You don't tell anybody what's going on. You got to accept it when they go ahead and get on with the job."
I thought smoke was going to roll out of his ears. A skinny, mangy mongrel raced past, and on the dead run, clamped jaws on a startled crow. He got a wing. All the crows in the world descended on him before he could enjoy his dinner.
"A parable,"
One Eye said.
"Observe. Black crows, black dog, the eternal struggle."
"Black philosopher," Croaker grumbled.
"Black company,"
Croaker said. "Let's go have a chat with my esteemed paramour. Where is she, Mergen?" I told him. "Let's go." But he had to stop and pick up his Widowmaker costume, which allowed me time to borrow Ty Day's gray mare and get a head start. Croaker frowned, but didn't ask when he caught up. Ty Day insisted on coming along, even though he had the jog now.